It's crazy, you know, coming into the game, we knew it was going to be a tough game. We knew we was going to have to battle, but we didn't, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, we didn't expect to come in and be down 14-0, but this team's a fighting team. You know, we just kept battling, and just waited for the game to turn, and big plays and getting stops, and then our offense taking advantage was key today, and that's what playoff football is.
And how about Hammond's interception?
It was huge. Dude's been a guy all season. He's been ready to play. He can't wait for the opportunity to get in there on whatever situation it is, and he took advantage of knowing what was coming and going out there and making a play.
You guys were down, not 14, just one, 14 points twice in this game. Does doubt ever set in when you get down that much?
No. I mean, we got a veteran group. We got guys that have been in crazy games. You know, myself being here, we've been in some games where it seemed like we were out of it, and you just keep playing. You know, with our offense, they always can put points on the board, and defensively, we just keep telling each other, just get a stop, get a takeaway, and get those guys a ball. And when we do that, they put points on the board.
What's the biggest thing you've had to learn as to how you play? I mean, you played corner at an elite level. Now you're back there and you're policing things. The way pass interference, illegal contact, you guys as a unit, what is the toughest thing that you guys have had to learn, you know, since you've been here as to how to play the ball, what you can, what you can't do anymore?
I think you just got to tell yourself, go make a play on the ball. You know, you can't, you know, now you can't worry about where the receiver is. You can't try to do different techniques and things to keep him away from the ball. Even if you don't catch it now, it's just all about going and just making a play on the ball. If you get caught hitting a guy a second too early, it's going to be a flag. If you grab him, it's going to be. So you just got to go out there and try to make a play on the ball.
Do they talk to you? Do they work with you guys out there? Like, hey, it's close. You know, watch this, watch that.
A little bit. Sometimes I see the refs. I mean, it's more, you know, the corners, the guys on the outside, a little bit. But I mean, coming in, we always know. You know, if it's close, it's going to the offense. So I think with our group, though, we got guys that just go out there and play. You know, I don't go in any game worried about any type of penalties. You know, if they get one or two, it comes with it because they're gonna make more plays and they get penalties.
Devin, after Deron's interception, it appeared as though the outcome was all but decided, but of course the Ravens get the ball back with 14 seconds to go, or at least there's 14 seconds when Ryan has to punt. How did you guys regroup in that situation, and how can you describe your thought process on that final pass into the end zone and what you go up looking to do?
First, you see the sidelines going crazy like the game's over, and all the coaches are yelling one more play, and then I think it sets in guys just focusing on the one play. You know, this team, there's no situation we haven't done over and over again in practice. So that last play we've done a bunch of times, you know, against our offense. And, you know, as soon as we took the field, we knew what we had to do. And, you know, myself going up and hitting the ball was a good play, but Logue's play to finish on his guy and not look at the ball and stay with his guy, to me, shows this team always being ready for situational football. You know, me hitting the ball and then Logan making sure Torrey Smith doesn't catch it is how we won that game. So, to me, it's all 11 guys all the time on the field, knowing the situation and knowing how to execute what we want to do.
Devin, were you surprised for one more play? And what's it like having Gronk back there?
It's cool. There's not many times we get to take the field with Gronk. So the biggest thing is me and Deron telling him where to go and getting him lined up. And then everything after that is him just playing the ball. So, you know, when the offense took the field, we don't think about time and all of that. That's the coaches. They know what to tell us, you know, as players. We still going crazy over Deron's interception. So it's them telling us, you know, there's this much time. We're going to have one more play. And they did a great job of letting us know as soon as we got to the sideline.
Devin, you guys got the win. Obviously, that's the important thing. You made a couple of big plays down the stretch. But is there any feelings about the amount of points and yards that you guys gave up down the, like, as the game went on?
Nah, you watch the film. But right now it's all about giving ourselves a chance to come to work again, you know. I remember my first year in the playoffs. I didn't think about that at all, and lost the first game we played in the playoffs. And now, every time I play in the playoffs, all I think about is giving ourselves a chance to come to work the next day. So, obviously, you know, around here we'll come in and Bill, I have everything laid out on what went wrong, what we need to do better next game. That'll never change, but for tonight, I'm going to be happy that we get to come to work tomorrow.
And Devin, did you get a look at Edelman's touchdown pass to Amendola on his side?
Well, you know, Julian's a former quarterback, so, you know, good thing we had him out wide, so he didn't have to look over the line of scrimmage or anything. So he was able to throw a pretty good pass there. Thank you.